from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And, you know, I'm excited for next week a little bit. Normally, All-Star break is a boring time, right? It's normally boring. All right, you got your one representative. And then even when one of your players gets in the home run derby, they decide to talk about the other guy the whole time and ignore him in the derby like they did to Salvador Perez. But the Royals have four representatives, Bink, in this All-Star game coming up next week in Texas. And it's the first All-Star game and whole weekend and everything that I'm excited for in quite some time. Multiple first-time All-Stars, over 30 across all of baseball, but the Royals get Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans and Bobby Witt first time in the All-Star game. Salvi gets his ninth appearance in an All-Star game coming up next week down there, and they're going to have four All-Stars for just the seventh time in franchise history. I think bigger picture, this explains a lot of the trajectory of the franchise. That's why we've all had fun this year, keeping an eye, and they have a chance. We'll talk more about playoffs at 11 o'clock, but a year ago, they had one rep. They won 56 games. This is a team now that's above 500. It's a game and a half back from a playoff spot. Four representatives, one by free agency, one via a trade from last year with Cole Reagans, one homegrown in Bobby Wood Jr. The other one's homegrown too, but he's maybe a future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez. I think that says a lot about the trajectory right now, this front office.
And the starter, hopefully, in the All-Star game with Lugo.
Hopefully.
A deserving starter. He leads Major League Baseball in innings pitch. Mm-hmm. By the way, his innings pitch, he's like 126 now, 122. Remember when we used to, can a pitcher go 200 innings for the Royals? Remember that? That was a big deal.
That's pretty rare in baseball anyway now.
Well, it is now, but like Jay Guts back in the days. But it's been, 9 years since they had someone go 200 innings? He's easily going to do it. I mean, he's already he was only, last week when we talked about it, he was only 30 innings shy from what he had last year in 26 starts, and that was just an 18 starts from Seth Lugo. But, yeah, first time in franchise history the Royals have two All-Star starting pitchers in the same season. That's the first time in franchise history to have two starting pitchers in the All-Star game. Tells you everything you need to know about why this team is where they're at.
I mean, pitching, it's been known for a while. This is just more reinforcing it, Bink. You know, that the reason why this team sits in the spot that they do. I know people are frustrated about the last week. We'll talk about that here in a little while. But why this team is a game and a half out is because of starting pitching, plain and simple, right? There's other moments where the offense had been rolling. There's been moments where, obviously, you got a guy that's top five and MVP right now in Bobby Wood Jr. All that plays into it, but it's because of starting pitching. And so it's nice to see that recognized and represented now. At the same time, you know, I saw Vern put out the numbers over the weekend. When you look at the performance from Reagans and Lugo in particular here, at one hand, it's exciting. The other hand, it almost frustrates me when I see how good they've been, but then also see the results in said games. So Vern put this out. Lugo and Reagans, 28 quality starts, 38 outings. ERA, 272, 244 strikeouts, 231 in two-thirds of an inning. the Royals are just 20-18 when they're on the mound. Majority of those have been wasted, have been Cole Reagan's more, because Seth Lugo still has, I think, the most wins in the American
League. Cole the other night. I mean, just waste opportunities. But here's where Lugo leads the league. Wins? This is Major League Baseball. ERA? His win-loss percentage, game started, 122 innings. Keep this in mind. He had 146 last year in 26 starts. He has 19 this year and already 122. And he leads in batters faced and ERA plus. This is your American League starter. Should be. No question about it. Should be Seth Lugo.
Yeah, I just don't. Will the timing work out? That's what it's going to come to. Because Skubal or whatever for the Tigers, he just pitched yesterday. I think they're off today, just like the Royals are off today.
We counted it should be day five.
Because that's the thing. Otherwise, Lugo's very much deserving. But that would be the one question.
Well, the probable pitchers, let's see, we got two games in St. Louis, then three games. There's some off days mixed in, which does help. You know, having Monday off and Thursday off. But Wednesday, it'll be Alec Marsh going, and then it's a question. But it should time out to where Lugo has the rest to start the All-Star game. So it all should work out. It'd be amazing. But two starting pitchers for the Kansas City Royals in the All-Star game never happened. Never.
Then the other part of this, too, is you have a numbers game that comes into play with making sure every team is represented. But the way Brady Singer is pitched, Brady Singer not too far off of being an All-Star himself, too. Nobody's talking about him as much as Reagan's and Lugo, right? None of that is the same level of the discussion around Brady Singer, but statistically what Brady Singer has done, not far off from being a potential All-Star as well. So 40% of the Royals rotation already selected, and then Cole Reagan's part of that 40%. Brady Singer, 17th in innings this year, 8th in ERA, and he wasn't selected. So he put together a quality. I guess it could take a few injuries and or unavailable for somebody else. There's a chance he could still get in as an alternate, and you could be talking about five All-Star representatives.
I mean, he's definitely deserving. And again, that'd be another homegrown guy going to the All-Star game. You have to do baseball in several different ways. Homegrown guys, free agency. You make the trade. I mean, it runs the gamut for a general manager doing all those things. Yeah, let's grab a guy in free agency, top five Royal all time in free agency, in my opinion. Then you go out and get a homegrown guy, you make a shrewd trade, get him in the All-Star game. You're kind of doing some Brett Veach-like things with the Royals. I mean, having these two general managers at the same time, pretty good stuff here for Kansas City.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.